sack. Is that all you get for your money? And if that's what you have in mind, yeah, if that's what you're all about, good luck moving up, 'cause I'm moving out.
Good morning and welcome to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Mark Carr, team member of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team, sitting here with Becky Ivins on this Saturday morning.
Good morning, Mark.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's an exciting day for us.
It's a big day.
It's a big day.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are going to be over at the Healthy Living Center on Rockwell from 10 o'clock until 2 o'clock.
So that's in between Hefner Road and 122nd Road. And what are we going to be doing?
122nd Road.
Maybe 122nd Street.
We are going to be helping people get the documents out of their vehicles so that we can shred them.
It is a shred party. And you are welcome to join us after 10 to 2 today, shred party at the Senior Living Center. And you can bring just boxes of your stuff.
Boxes, sacks. We ask that you take the big clips off. Paper clips need to be removed, but like staples, regular staples are okay.
Yeah.
So,
but anything bigger than that, that if you have used to bundle something together, just remove those metal.
Right.
Yeah. Saves time, saves.
Well, saves the machinery from breaking down.
Yeah.
And so that is that's one of the things that we have done. This is our second year to do this. We did it last spring. And that's why we have Shelley Chapel as our guest today, because Shelley Chapel has a business called Clutter Free. So the first step in decluttering is getting rid of the unwanted papers and stacks of things. Now, magazines can be thrown in the garbage. You don't care about whether or not anyone can read those. But old checkbooks, bank statements, stocks, anything that comes that is personal in nature that you... I shred my prescription stuff. I don't know why, but it's got my identification on there.
Yeah.
So the sack can go in the garbage, but the that little thing that hangs from the sack that they staple on there,
all the labels.
I always shred that because it's important not to have your identity stolen, because that has happened to me and it is not good.
Have you really had it?
Twice.
Really?
Twice. It's terrible. The thing is, you end up, the first one was the IRS. My CPA calls me and said, Becky, someone has stolen your identity and has filed a tax return for you. And since I also had filed a tax return for you, my CPA, who I personally know, he goes, mine, you had to send a nice check in with yours, right? I said, well, yes, I did. He said, well, this one actually asked
this
for
one had a return,
a refund.
Wow.
I know. That. He said it was like, I forgot what, $5,600, $8,500, in that range, a refund.
Yeah.
And he said the IRS person that called him just laughed and laughed and said, Becky Ivins thinks she's getting a refund. So he said, well, hey, Becky will write a check to those people and just fund that, and let's just call it even. The IRS would not go for that, but that was a big mess. That was years ago, but we still have to use a PIN number that is mailed to our physical address every year. You can't file without it.
Oh, wow.
I know. Different pen every year. You don't keep the same pen. Now, Jim got out of the hopper fairly quick. It took him about 5 years. He no longer has to have a pen, but they still require one for me. So
that's because Jim is the most trustworthy man in America.
That is just about right, frankly. But The first step in any kind of a clean out or downsizing is getting rid of documents. And so we're going to give that opportunity to you today for free. You can stand there and watch those be shredded right in the truck. They've got a little video screen there where you can see your documents be shredded.
So today is all about being clutter-free, and we have Shelly Chapel with Clutter-Free with us. If you want to be a part of the program and part of the conversation, you can call in at 405-840-1000, 405-840-1000. Good morning, Shelly.
Good morning, Mark and Becky. Thank you for having me on with you today. I'm so excited to be here.
Well, you know, and you have a business called Clutter-Free.
Yes, ma'am.
And you know how to declutter and organize a home, but I thought what we might do today is kind of concentrate on telling other people the steps that they can do themselves.
Absolutely. We can save a lot of time and money by doing it on your own and starting out really with small steps. And one of the biggest things that I work with people and teach them is not to try to do a big project at one time, because you will really not be able to do it, because you're not used to taking 6 hours to go through your garage and clean it out. And a lot of people don't have the luxury of having just 6 hours laying around that they can just work on decluttering. And so what I suggest with people is you have a tool, and it's just your watch. It could be your phone or an alarm clock, and just set that timer for 30 minutes and then start with, let's say you want to organize in your kitchen. Well, let's start with one drawer and let's look at everything that's in that drawer and then determine, okay, what do I use and what do I not use? And the things that you don't use, set those to the side. And the biggest thing that I would encourage people is not to let yourself get distracted. Sometimes we have people pulling on us in all different directions. And I think letting your family know, okay, for the next 30 minutes, I'm going to work on some decluttering and I need to really focus on that. And then even your own self, when you're, let's say you're going through your kitchen drawer and for some reason you see that there's a hammer there and you're like, why is a hammer here? Let me go out to the garage. Well, everybody knows what's going to happen next. You go out to the garage and what do? You start working in the garage and then the drawer is forgotten about. I suggest put the hammer to the side because you know it belongs somewhere else other than your kitchen drawer. And then after that 30 minutes is over, your timer's up, then you can go take the hammer or whatever other things that you found in that drawer that belong to other rooms and put them where they belong. And then give yourself a little break and encourage yourself, hey, I did it. Look at the result of 30 minutes. I not only did one drawer, I actually was able to complete 4 drawers of organization, because once you start and you take these 30-minute sections, you will be amazed at how much progress you can make over a short amount of time.
Well, and you do something about zoning.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So tell us about that.
Absolutely. I love to work in a home zone thing. So let's say that in your garage has a zone, different zones, because you're going to have, let's say, lawn care equipment and gardening. That would be one zone. And then you're going to have your tools in another zone. And then a lot of people will put their cleaning products, mops, brooms, you know, things like that that are used for the household in their garage. And that can be in its own zone. And then, of course, a lot of families have sporting equipment, which would be recreational, bikes, tennis rackets, footballs, soccer balls. Maybe it's things that the grandkids come over and play with. We want to put those in appropriate zones so that everything's not mixed up, because one of the most important things that we need is to save time. And there we lose 3 days a year looking for things.
Oh, I lose more than that.
Just looking for keys, looking for...
I work 3 days. I've lost 3 days looking for the 3 days I've lost.
Right. Boy, there's a lot to it. It's not... It's common sense, but it's a little more than that.
Yes.
There's a method to keeping your stuff organized mm-hmm. and not getting too much stuff.
Right. And I think the word maybe is boundaries. Having boundaries within your zones.
And when we come back, we're going to be talking about those boundaries. And we're going to be talking with someone who's always in the zone, Matt McLean from SWBC Mortgage. We'll be right back on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, and it's time to talk to our money men.
NMLS number
1197740.
Matt McLean from SWBC Mortgage. How are you doing this morning, Matt?
Fantastic. Good morning, Mark. Good morning, Becky. How are you?
Well, good morning. Does anyone ever tell you they hear you on the radio?
You know, yes,
okay.
They do.
You've done such
and
a good
shocking,
job.
Shockingly, they say you have a radio voice, but I don't think so.
So yesterday, Matt, you and I were at a closing table together where you guys stepped in to help us out with one of our clients who wasn't going to be able to get their house closed with the lender that they had come in with. They came in with a national lender. And it just wasn't going to happen. Tell us a little bit about what happened.
Well, without going into too much detail, but they were with a lender that had an issue with when they were going. No, I'm sorry. It was an employment
issue.
When
the employment started.
And they were changing employers, and there was a gap in that change, and that lender had a problem with the timeline. We were able to look at it. We were able to address it with our team and our loan review team. And frankly, just we were able to get it done for them.
Yeah. And this is why we talk about using a local lender matters. It matters.
Well, and it matters on being able to sit down and talk with somebody about your options. There's different options on getting loans, and there's different ways to handle this. And you can kind of explain to someone about that gap in employment. Well, it may have been reflected as that they weren't employed for 2 months when really they had saved up a month's worth of personal leave that they were able to take or something. Yeah. But being able to piece stuff like that together on a one-to-one basis is important.
Yeah, you're right. And I know, Becky, that was an issue, that they were having trouble just communicating with the lender that they were with. I think it was a national online lender that they were working with. So, yeah, I mean, we could take the time. And, you know, they were out of state, so unfortunately we couldn't meet face-to-face. But, yeah, it's just a matter of communication.
Well, and, you know, nowadays we've got the Zoom and the Skype and the, the telephone.
So
our worlds have changed. Yes.
I talked to them last night. They moved in. They first time they ever saw the house was the day they bought it.
Whoa.
We did it everything virtually. I've had about, I don't know, a handful of people I've done this with. And I was talking to them beforehand. I said, I've never had anyone mad at me yet. That they, you know, you have to describe everything you can about the house, the neighborhood. We did it all remotely. And they just last night, they were saying, we love this house. This was, they were so happy. This is a little happy dance, little meme that with it. And it was fun.
It's a little bit different seeing pictures and actually moving in. I know you did a video for them more than once. So that they would get the feel of walking through the house and the space of it. Yeah. Were they tall people, Mark?
They were not.
Oh, okay. So they got a different view than what you than what you probably showed them initially. Mark is not a short person.
That's funny. You know, one of the hardest things with remotely is describing smells.
Oh.
Because every house has kind of its unique, you know, whether, you know, and so it is, how do you do that accurately to, and that's one of the toughest things, and you find words and descriptions.
And the best smell is no smell at all.
Correct. That's the best. So with that, so thanks, Matt, for all your hard work on that. So tell us what's happening in the market, Matt.
You know, it was kind of a quiet week, guys. I mean, rates didn't do a whole lot. So knock on wood, perhaps we're going to stabilize for a bit. But, you know, mid to high fives on a 30-year mortgage. The 15 is somewhere around high fours, low fives. So, like I'm sure you guys are experiencing, we have buyers. It's just what we're hearing, and you can validate, you know, it's the inventory issue.
Well, I'll tell you what, the inventory issue is not what it was a month ago.
Good.
There are more and more houses on the market. Now, that
Fantastic.
Typically happens this time of year anyway, but I was checking prices on three houses that we're getting ready to list, and I always check what they have sold for in the neighborhood, around the neighborhood, that kind of stuff, for appraisal purposes. And then I look at, well, what other areas are people buying this same kind of house in? Then I look at a much broader area and look at the competition. And, you know, if someone's looking for a 4-bedroom, 3-bathroom house with a 3-car garage and they have a certain price range, it's reasonable. You know, the last year we have had maybe one or two choices for those folks at any given time. And then the next day they would have one or two as a choice, but they would be different properties. They'd be new listings and some would go off the market. Now, there seems to be, maybe it was just what I was looking in, but I was looking at three very diverse properties, and there were several active listings. So if you've been waiting for stuff to hit the market, it is springtime and stuff is hitting the market.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is great news.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the key still is you have to have your homework done ahead of time.
Act quickly. And when you cannot hesitate on making an offer, it will be gone.
So yes, get pre-qualified with Dean or I at SWBC Mortgage.
You can give them a call at 405-858-7770 or go to BeckyIvins.com. Click on Becky's favorites. You'll see them right at the top there. Matt McLean, thank you so much.
Have a great day. Thanks,
you too.
Guys. Okay. Shelley Chapel, clutter free. We're talking about how people can in their zones. And then you brought up another subject right before the break, right?
Yes. We were talking about boundaries, and I was listening to Mark describe, you know, the clients that he just took care of remotely, that just absolutely loved their home. Well, one of the best things you can do is when getting ready to go into your new home is go ahead and go through all of those rooms and zones and declutter so that when you move into that new home, you are free from the clutter of the past and you're ready to move into your new space with just a new attitude and just some new exciting things not holding you back anymore.
Well, you use the word declutter, but what does that mean?
Well, I think decluttering means taking what things are bothering you. Like there's always a drawer or a room that when you look in this room, you just want to close the door because it just overwhelms you. And what we want to help you learn how to do is to break that room down into small portions of time so that you can go into that room, and it can be a craft room, it could be an office, that you can actually be proud that that room actually reflects what you want it to be, not what is causing you just turmoil and
They say hold the item, and if it doesn't bring you joy, you need to get rid of it. So last week I got rid of my bathroom scale and my electric bill.
Ooh, I love that. So. Yes. Oh, my gosh. I want to go do some of those also. That sounds like a great idea. Becky, write that book. I love it.
So I hope my wife isn't listening. If it hold, you hold it, it doesn't bring you joy, just throw it out.
Oh,
I'm in trouble.
You're in trouble, Mark.
Most of the biggest thing is just being overwhelmed.
Yes, absolutely.
How do you help people who are just absolutely overwhelmed?
Well, I think when you get to a place where it's unmanageable for you to do it on your own, or it's just you need to fast track it, mm-hmm. that's when our team can come in and help you to sort. And then you can actually, it's almost like you have a team of people around you that are helping you make decisions. You're always in the driver's seat, though. You are the client. You're always the one making the decisions. Mm-hmm. But we're just helping you with that process of what needs to be donated, what might be trash or needs to be shred, like the shred party that's happening today. And then what are the items that you really want to keep that are important to you?
When we come back, we'll be talking about more tips on getting yourself organized. Today on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Mark Carr, team member of the Becky Ivins Real Estate team, here with Becky Ivins, and we're talking with Shelley Chappell of Clutter Free about organization today, and it's time for our word of the day. Our word of the day is brought to you by Robbins Roofing, where their word every day is trust. You can trust Robbins Roofing from a small repair to a complete replacement. Give them a call at 728-3700. That's 405-728-3700. Becky, what's our word of the day?
How about boundaries?
Boundaries.
I love it.
Yeah, and, you know, like an official definition for boundaries might be something like a line that marks the limits of an area,
absolutely.
A dividing line, like the Mason-Dixie line.
Ooh.
There are lines, line in the sand you do not cross, right?
That's right.
So in decluttering, mm-hmm. what does a boundary mean?
Well, I think let's take, any room in our home, for instance. You know, those four walls or that surface area is a boundary of where things can go. Like there's height, there's depth. And what we find when we go into people's homes is there's things that are overflowing from those boundaries that should not be there. And so that goes back to decluttering. Let's talk about closets for a minute. In closets, you have a certain amount that you can, let's say, hang up on your clothes that you can really see, that you can be able to move about freely. Well, a lot of closets that we go in, you can't move about anything in the closet because everything is jam-packed, smushed together. And what happens is stress comes when you walk into that closet. You're getting ready to get your outfit for the day, and you're just stressed trying to look for things. So you start your day on the wrong foot. But if you look at the boundaries of that closet and say, how many pairs of pants should I actually be able to fit on this? And you might find that you have 15 pairs of pants versus the 35 pairs of pants that you're trying to stick on this closet.
Are you talking about my old closet, Shelley? Because I had yards and yards and yards and yards of hanging space, and I didn't have to worry about having space. The place I moved to has limited closet.
Right.
And so I literally hired Inspired Closets.
Yes.
To come
wonderful.
In and redesign. And so mine will be put in toward the end of July, I think it
wonderful
is.
Oh, that's wonderful company.
And they increased. Right now, I have 14 feet of hanging space
okay.
for Jim and me.
Right. Jim and, has two of those, 2 feet, and you have the rest.
Well, I, probably, yeah. But they are now increasing it. They're tearing everything out because it's just a terrible design on this
right.
closet. You can't walk between the sides.
Oh,
I mean, you cannot walk. You just have to kind of let your fingers comb through the hangers, you know, and see what's hopefully see what's on there. So they are changing the racks to other walls.
Nice.
And doing some upper racks. And I am going to have 10 more feet of
Ooh,
hanging space.
Wonderful.
So I'll now have 24 feet of hanging space, which is reasonable.
That is, yes. For your closet, you need more space than just the 14 feet that you were talking about.
And I'm going to have more shoe racks as well.
Oh, yes. That's wonderful.
And still room to get in there and turn around.
I love it.
It's just because it just was not a good design.
Yeah.
So
you're changing your boundaries. So the boundaries that were in the design of the home, you're deciding, you know what, let's knock these walls out and let's increase the boundaries.
Well,
so that you can,
we're not knocking walls out, but yeah. we are changing. We're rearranging where the shelving and where
That's
the
wonderful.
Racks go. So, but because the boundaries were set, we could not go past that because
yeah.
there was nowhere to go.
Yeah.
So we just had to redefine what was in there. But there is no room in that closet for a box of keepsakes.
Oh, really? Okay.
Because those have to go in. There's a nice floored attic.
Nice.
So talk about boundaries. We keep nothing in that closet except clothes.
And I personally think that is a great thing because in a closet, you want what is supposed to be in there. And that's, you know, shoes, purses, belts, you know, your articles of clothing, and then things like keepsakes would be in a different zone or different boundary area. And that it is great if you have a walk-in attic or you have another space within a master bedroom that you can store keepsakes. I agree with that philosophy completely.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, our bedroom and closet were so big where we came from
yeah.
that, I mean, we could have the AR and the rifles and mm-hmm. the shotguns and everything in the closet.
Absolutely.
The howitzer, the tank.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Right.
Missile defense system.
Jim Ivins does not miss an opportunity to put a gun somewhere.
That's a true Oklahoman right there.
There you go.
Yeah. That's why people moved to Oklahoma. We're a red state.
That's
for
right.
the most part.
Yes, we are.
So
how, you know, like the biggest thing that I deal with, like with closet space, is just getting rid of clothes that I know I never wear again.
Right. Yeah.
And they're just there.
Yeah. And I think, you know, one word that we don't like to hear is discipline. And I think it's just making a dedicated time where you just say, you know what, this is grueling. It's not fun. Organization is not something that people just put on their to-do list like, oh, I'm going to go fly a kite today, or I'm going to go walk like Hefner. Oh, I'm going to organize today. That's not what people really think about when they wake up. But if you do the organization and the small amounts of time that we've talked about and create those zones and boundaries, then you can take a walk out at Lake Hefner, go sit out, eat at Louie's, and then you can be relaxed knowing that when you come home, that kitchen is organized, that closet is organized, and it does something to you. It makes you feel lighter, it makes you feel freer, and it really just lifts your spirit.
Well, and getting rid of things can be freeing.
Yes, oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you want to always, and Becky and I talk a lot about this in the past, you want to always start with the things that are, you have no emotions about. The things that are emotional to you, like say books are something that's very emotional to you. Do not start with those first because you're going to maybe have a more difficult time going through your books than you would going through your bathroom drawers and your towels and things trying to see, okay, I need to let this towel that I've had for 12 years, it's time to let it go, you know, for something else.
We got rid of some wedding towels when we moved.
Good for you.
And I will tell you, I mean, and we've been married 50 years, so those towels were really good. We looked up.
They've gotten really soft, I'm sure.
And when we moved, we found this box that was labeled Chickasha.
Okay. What was in the box?
Well, that's where we got married. We met at school at Chickasha.
Nice.
And it was our wedding book. And we looked up who gave us those towels.
Oh, that's awesome.
And we had the best time. The most interesting thing we found in that box, other than pictures of us, which were ridiculous, was Jim had an afro at the time.
I can't even imagine.
No.
I need to see that picture.
I am going to have to show you the pictures.
Oh, my gosh.
I can't even imagine that.
I know he actually had hair. So,
Oh, my gosh.
And it was an afro hair. But we found a cranberry serving dish with silver that we got for a wedding gift. And it's been in that box for over 50 years.
Wow.
And, I mean, I kept it just because it was there. And we will never use it because it was a silver dish for the canned cranberry stuff, gelatinous stuff.
Oh, my goodness.
And our cranberries are – we always use fresh cranberries and make our cranberry relish, right?
Sure.
But this had a silver serving thing to slice it and a silver tray to put your canned cranberry.
I think this Thanksgiving, you're going to have to make sure that that has a prominent space on your table.
Yes. Yes. If we can find it. I'm not sure it got put in the zone.
In the zone it's supposed to be.
It's still in the box labeled Chickasha, wherever that box is.
Just call me over and I'll help you find
it. There you go.
So, want to remind you, we have a Shred event coming up that you can come out to. Start shortly. Starts at 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. today at the Senior Living Center on Rockwell in between Hefner Road and 122nd Street. We'd love to see you
there. Sort of across from Putnam North High School there.
Yeah.
And you'll see our truck parked in the parking lot, and you'll see the yellow sweatshirts for the first hour, and then after that, I think you're going to see the gray shirts. That
you'll
we're
see
wearing,
the gray t-shirts after that.
That we're wearing under that, because I think it's supposed to get up to almost 80 today.
Yeah. So hopefully you feel motivated by what you are hearing today. Gather up all that extra just paperwork.
Yes.
That has your personal information on it.
Bring it along.
And make sure to stop by and say hello to Becky or myself. Tell us you're a listener on the radio. We would love to meet you face to face.
Okay, and
when we come back, we'll be back with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. It's time for our Smoking Hot Deal. Our Smoking Hot Deal is brought to you by Casa Perico Mexican Grill, located on the south corner of 122nd and Penn, and on 63rd, just west of Meridian. Casa Perico, fresh, hot Mexican food.
Do you know something, Mark? We've got a secret listing
that
is a restaurant. So if you know somebody interested in purchasing a restaurant, tell them to call us because it's operating. So you don't put a sign out front for an operating establishment.
Right.
And it's a fantastic building. And I can send you pictures of the walkthrough and stuff like that. So be sure and give us a call at 722-3232 to do that. So are you ready for our smoking hot deal?
Smoking hot deal. I'm ready for it.
Okay. I'm going to give you three that are not on the market. I love it when we can do this, when we can say, okay, there are properties and you're going to get to hear them first. There is one in Putnam Heights that is 1,800 square feet. It's going to be in the mid 200s. Very nice home. Been in the same family for decades and very nice home. So Putnam Heights, it's going to be in the mid 200s, 1,800 square feet. So remember that.
And Putnam Heights is where?
Well, it is kind of class and western area. Mm. We'll put it that way, in like the 40s. you know, like from
Northwest
about 40th up to about 50th, actually.
50th, yep.
Yeah. Or 39th up to 50th.
Great area.
Yes. Well, it's a real popular area.
Yeah.
And then another one is in Belmont Park is coming up. And that will be on the market. I believe it will be Tuesday. And that one's going to be a little over 500,000. Gorgeous home on a green belt across from a lake. It is and has the third car garage on that house is huge, oversized, the third car bay. Another one that we're going to list in Edmond is in Kimberly Crossing. And that one is not as big, but Kimberly Crossing. If you recognize those neighborhoods and you've kind of been looking or know someone who is, call us and we will let you know before we put the sign in the yard.
Nice.
That number is 405-722-3232. That's the office number, 722-3232. And again, if you are in the market for a new home or a new-to-you home, it is imperative that you do all the prepping up front because things are selling quickly. Great houses are selling quickly.
And there is we did list a commercial property this week that is affordable, $159. It has a 30 by 50 metal building in the back, and it's on a corner, so very easy access with a great big 10-foot overhead door. And it's got four offices inside, kitchenette. I mean, mm-hmm. It used to be a house. It faces 39th Expressway there on the south side of the road. It's 2500 Northwest 39th. And if you're looking for a place for lawn equipment business, roofing business, anything that you need to put vehicles inside or store your equipment or your materials, this would be a great place.
Great location for those. And you can go to BeckyIvans.com, click on search listings, and once they're on the market, they're there. But we would love to show it to you before it hits the market and give us a call.
And I think we have a caller on the line wanting to ask a question.
Well, she dropped, but her question was this. What she said she loves the show, her name was Denise, but she was wanting to point out she's running into problems with young millennials and the Zoomers, the kids born after, say, 1999, do not want the hand-me-downs.
Oh, no.
They don't want grandma silver, great-grandma silver.
And that's really something that we're seeing across the board. And it can hurt your feelings. At first, it can sting a little bit. But that's really the trend of what is going on. There's a lot of there could be furniture. It could be keepsakes that you're saving for your kids. And then you find out when your kids are older and you're ready to give that to them that they say, why would I want that? And it can be kind of heartbreaking. But I think what you have to determine is what are some things that you would like to have as keepsakes for your kids? And maybe you just hold them back and give them some time to mature. And then later in life, when they, you know, they hit their 50s, 60s, then they will be appreciative of that one box of keepsakes that you kept for them that you really didn't even need to maybe tell them about. Or you just said, I've got some keepsakes I'm keeping for you. And, you know, you'll get those later on in life. But that is a trend that a lot of people, they're young, they're not thinking about, you know, later down the road. And I say, you as a parent, you decide what keepsakes you would like to give your kids and make it like one box. Make it very minimal and then let them enjoy that at when they get older in life.
It's not minimal when you walk into a house and there are four old antique sewing machines,
right?
Because they belong to each of the grandparents and the aunt that was so special. And you can't sell the house for tripping over sewing machines and trunks and nightstands and I mean, literally lining the walls yeah. and the inside of the rooms because there's just too much stuff there. So that's the tough part.
Right. And you have to just come to that realization that, you know, if my kids are not going to want this, it's time for me to let this go, sell it, donate it, and let someone else enjoy it that truly appreciates it.
Right.
One of the big changes is in like fine dining, fine china.
Absolutely.
You can't give away china right now.
So many don't have a formal dining room.
Absolutely.
So the idea of having a formal gathering is not a part of their house.
Well, and even if they do, we find ourselves, we do have formal and we use it.
Yes.
But we call it the big table.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's a lot of us. It's not fancy. And too often you just pick up paper plates because right. it's so much easier mm-hmm. to handle that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. We did recently get my mother-in-law's china.
Nice.
And I want to tell you, she had it made wow. herself when they were in, I forgot whether it's Germany or England, but she designed the design and had it made.
Wow.
So I didn't want that to go outside the family.
No, that's beautiful.
And there's dishes in there, little compote dishes. And she got all of it.
Wow.
So there's nowhere to store it all. Part of it's in the attic because, yeah. I mean, who needs two different sizes of fruit bowls?
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
The ones with the handles and the ones without the handles, yeah. right? China and stemware, very yep. difficult.
Absolutely. Crystal, platters, anything that's clear, very hard time selling, very hard time giving away. And then, like Mark said, formal tables, formal dining rooms. People are wanting things that are very, I would say, minimalistic, very plain, straight lines. And so a lot of the bigger furniture that you purchased for, let's say, $2,000 is not going anywhere near that price right now. But if you are in the market for some of those beautiful pieces, you can find some great deals because other people are not wanting those right now. But I'm hoping that the trend will turn, the tide will turn, and people will come back to the table, come back to nice home furnishings, that they can truly enjoy the beauty of the things that are made.
Right. And what we have found is that anything that belonged to Grandma and Grandpa, our kids want because they loved Grandma and Grandpa.
Right.
And it reminds them of Grandma yeah. and Grandpa. Want to remind you guys, Shelley, thank you for coming.
Absolutely.
Today.
My pleasure.
The name of the company is Clutter Free OKC, so just look it up online, Clutter-Free OKC.
You can go to BeckyIvins.com, click on Becky's Favorites, and you'll see Clutter-Free right there.
Right, and then today, 10 o'clock until 2 o'clock at the Healthy Living Center on Rockwell, come bring your stuff to shred. We're going to be there.
We will look forward to seeing you there. Thanks for being with us again on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK.